Hello, welcome everyone to the 20th ever Offline TV Podcast. I'm your host, Disguised Toast, and today we are joined by Scara Pokey and Michael Reeves. And I'm also happy to announce that today's podcast is sponsored by Postmates. We're going 3 weeks in a row with sponsorship. Offline TV is making waves. And you guys know what Postmates is. It's the app you use for when you're too lazy to cook food or if you're just terrible at cooking.
So the app every single one of us uses every single day.
Exactly. We ordered locally today from a local cafe shop. Can you guys show it off? Pokey got some rice cake kimchi looking things. Scara got some egg fried rice. And Michael, what you get?
We got the food of my people. We got musubis and
small musubis. Spam musubis.
He orders those like 20 at a time.
Yes, because then
he starts handing it out to people.
Exactly.
Like, it is really nice.
You can use promo code OFFLINETV100 for $100 in delivery credit for your first 7 days. Thank you very much, Postmates. All right, let's jump into the podcast. As usual, the lovely Sean has prepared us some random ass topics to talk about. And let's start with one that a lot of people... Have you guys been getting messages or DMs about people wanting to join Offline TV recently?
I don't check my messages. But Scara has told me that he does.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm going to literally check my messages right now, okay? I'm not sure this, okay? First one, Scott, I've been a big fan. We're holding a Minecraft graduation for a friend. I was wondering if you could be our guest speaker.
Same shit.
That's so cute.
Going for. Okay, in my first 10, I have 3 people who want to be owned. Then this guy has just asked. No, this guy's asked to be owned since April 2nd, and he's apparently spamming me multiple times a week about it.
That sounds very BDSM-y, you know? I don't know what the word is for that.
Yeah.
I feel just like out of why.
That's how I know I feel like we're getting more popular, because people just keep giving me more messages. And I'm just like, this is weird.
Yeah, like I'm checking my like open DMs. It's like, hey, I'm trying to get into streaming. I only get 3 viewers. Another one, I'm a 1 viewer, Andy. I've been on the grind for a while. I'm Asian and I'm a streamer. Let me into Offline TV.
Oh, those are funny.
Oh.
All right. So one of Sean's topic is, if you could fabricate any person, like if you can like science and grow a person in the lab to join Offline TV, like what kind of person would you fabricate? So question, let's go through the demographics. Male or female?
Female.
Mm-hmm. Like female. It would be nice.
Female. Michael, oh, you lean towards male
to
or female?
Just even the score a little bit.
Yeah, I think to even it out. Yes,
I agree.
I mean,
and not for any other reason whatsoever.
I feel like, isn't 2 girls enough already for a streamer content group? I mean, like, I'm all for equality, for the record.
I actually don't have a strong preference in terms of gender. It'll be cool, but
yeah.
Like, I feel bad because we can be like, dude, it's time for the boys. Let's go. And then we're like, and then like,
wait, but think of it this way. Business perspective. If we have another girl, that adds more shipping potential. We've run out of ships anyways, so.
No, we've run out of straight ships.
That's a good arc.
That is true. If we add a girl, there will be sexual tension, as there always is,
fabricated or not.
Yeah, I don't know, girl. Don't you think 2 girls were already hitting all the demographic? We have.
Whoa?
Cool non-Asian girl and, you know, kawaii Asian girl. That's like the majority of girls on the internet from my experience.
What the fuck?
What demographic of girls are we not hitting?
With there's little... more in non-Asian.
Yeah. I agree with Michael. What about the guy demographic?
What about the guys?
Y'all are really missing there.
Yeah, we just hit Asian and like half Mexican, half Filipino.
Yeah, I got the Filipino as well.
They're...
Thank you, Philippines.
I think we need some people of color in offline TV.
All right, next the category, race. Look, all races are equal. We're going to put that out there right now.
Absolutely.
All races are equal. But it's really unlikely.
We have not been equal.
Yeah, we're very unlikely to pick up another Asian person. Not that we're against Asian.
I struggled with affirmative action in college, okay? You're telling me we're going all the way back to that for offline TV?
Was that really a thing in your college? I don't recall that being much of a thing in Canada, though. I could be wrong.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Did they tell you?
No, but you know, you know.
You just know.
There's a quota.
You get rejected and you know.
Yeah, you just like, there's a quota, you know. There has to be like so-and-so. We hit our Asian quota for the month. I'd be like, oh, fuck.
But it works both ways, right? They might be like, oh, we don't have enough Asians. We don't want to sound racist, so we let more people
in. True. That's also true. But the places I applied to had too many Asians, actually.
I think that is a problem in a lot of colleges.
Yeah, a lot of colleges.
Harvard had that controversy a couple years ago about that.
Wait, what happened?
Where they were like making it was harder for Asians to get into the college because there were already so many Asians in the college. Even if their GPAs were like better than other races, they were filling out the demographics. Some people argued it was fair. Some people argued it was.
But how did they know it was because of the Asianness?
I think it came out that was the reason.
Maybe they compared GPA
with others that got in.
Okay. So in this scenario, we're Harvard. It's like, bro, too much Adrian. Come on.
Actually, yeah.
Fill something else out.
Like, who's the most unique? Okay. We have Fed and Pokey are like our non-Asian category.
Yeah, Michael's 50-50. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
50-50. And do Philippines even count as Asia?
Yeah, look, when people
like
say...
Mexico.
Yeah.
Like,
come on. When people say Asian, they just mean Japan, China, and Korea. Okay, like... realistically, I know like Asian... When people like want to describe an Indian, for example, they'll say Indian. They never call it Indians. Oh, that's an Asian guy.
I think Indians is different specifically from any other Asians, like area, right?
Yes.
Isn't it like, because they have like a large, is it like a, it's not a continent, but it's like, oh wait, is it?
India is not a continent, no.
It is not a continent, okay. Oh, fucking hell, man.
We're going real racist this
week. It's not racist. I realize. But like society, when society or pop culture, they see an Indian guy, they never go, oh, he's an Asian person. They usually go, oh, he's Indian. But when they see a yellow guy, it's like, oh, hey, he's Asian kind of deal. Even they're both considered Asian.
Fair. Okay.
Where
are you going with this?
In terms of race, though, what kind of race do you guys want for offline TV? Look, where's the scientist? We're playing God here.
I don't see color. and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's like it is attractive to have more diversity in the group. I think that's a really nice thing within any sort of forward-facing group, or sometimes even not forward-facing, just in general. Yeah. But I also feel like content and personality trumps all. Like, if someone is that great, we really don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Here's a good example. Like, we never expected to have Michael in the group, right? And then, like, all of a sudden, he just showed up out of nowhere and was like, yeah, I'm ready to move in. I was like,
what? And it was like, we're kind of down. He's like, I'm kind of down. We were like, okay, I guess this just happened.
No, it actually happened so quick. I got whiplash. I was like, wait, he's in here? Oh, he's in.
I'm sleeping on a cardboard bed in Toast Soldier.
Yeah, I mean, at no point did we sit down and go, but he's half Asian, though, right? Fed brought it up? I didn't tell him to bring it up.
I remember this. He came out to dinner at court. It's very nice. And I kind of knew he was going to ask something like that. And he was like, dude, I'm so glad you're excited about it. It'll be really nice. We got, a lot of Asian people in the group. So it'll be nice to have someone who's, not. And I was like, man, sorry to spoil it for you.
That's so funny.
So yeah, I mean, it's like race is like at the bottom tier, and I feel like if we're judging someone based on their race, we're not to let them in. Chances are they aren't like we're not that like. Hey, let's get him in. Oh, but your race still kind of deal. Like, I don't think we will ever reach a point where we seriously consider race to be anything significant, but it's just nice to have some representation.
Yeah.
That being said, if I had a choice, probably black.
For me, it's like anything that we don't already have would be nice. Would be
black.
A preference, but not a necessity.
Wait, do people know?
Toast really wants a black guy to join offline TV.
Oh, black
girl.
You're
going to regret saying this because you're going to get so many DMs. It's going to be insane.
That's actually true. Wait.
Insane.
Did Toast know about like, when we first like were looking for people to join, like there was a, I think it was a fighting game player. I think we reached out to someone and asked them if they're interested to stay in OTV. I actually think I remember the name. Do you remember, Pokey?
I might, but I would need to hear it.
I think it was Anti. We reached out about him like trying.
Oh, I don't remember that actually.
I think it was him. He said, like,
I like him though.
Yeah, I said it was he. But he's. I think he responded that he couldn't because he's like not even in the house. Like he fucking is out.
Oh wait, no, yeah, I do remember.
Yeah. And I was like, because that was someone like. This has been a not a problem per se, but something that people have brought up here and there. And we're like, okay, we can try out this person. I thought it was really cool. Give him like, you know, a 2-week trial period and see what happens. Mm-hmm. I think aside from him, there haven't been that many prospective people, you know? But it's mainly because our viewers are all Asian, actually. Like a lot of them were Asian. I would love to see my demographic, see that back, that's back.
Not a problem.
Yeah, I think...
I got it. Girl, black, next.
Yeah, I think
a voluptuous person? Is that what you're gonna say?
I want to say black, but like I keep saying it, and the more I say it, I know I'm not saying anything like offensive, but at the same time,
you're just worried.
Yeah, it's like maybe I should stop saying black so much, but I think a black individual, like
I think person of color is a better term.
Person of color will like hit a lot demographic we don't hit, and also just like the cultural difference would be pretty high and would be pretty like eye-opening, because like, you know, the comedy style, like they're like, you know, just like how hype they get, it's not something we see a lot in our friend group. Like our friend group is like super self-deprecating, super sarcastic kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like very strategy oriented gamers. Whereas, you know,
FPS gamers,
fighting game, like they get like hyped up, but we're like, oh, no, you know, wholesome League of Legends kind of fun. So I think it'll be really cool. Any particular genre? I think we don't want like another League Twitch streamer kind of deal.
Yeah, I'm
it's just
sorry.
Too saturated.
We got enough of those.
I left, you know, I went to another thing because we had too many, you know.
Yeah, but like, would you prefer someone like an FPSer or gamer or a YouTuber? Like, Michael hits the YouTuber checkmark really well.
Checkmark?
I actually wouldn't mind another YouTuber, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we have a lot of top streamers. I think it's really, like, of the top streamers, I doubt there's many that would want to join us.
Oh, would you guys accept a TikToker?
I was thinking about that, but no. I think it's just too far off from what we're into.
I heard it's like one of the
Wait, you guys already accept a TikToker.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah.
But a full-time TikToker? I don't know about
like
that
one. Like a super young TikTok, like 16-year-old TikToker with 2 million TikTok followers.
Maybe if they're like cool and older and mature and they make content that resonates with us, yeah. But if they're like 12 and trying to flex that they think they look cute, it's going to be a no from me.
They're just trying to get in because they're like, I'm a big fan of Pokey, actually. I love her TikToks.
I was hoping you could duet by living here. Hype House Part 2.
Oh, wait. I got an extension on this. You're making the perfect guy or girl. Minimum age you would accept.
18?
I'd go 16.
Really? I could say 18.
16?
I mean, shouldn't you like
16? I like, I would like appreciate them to be at like kind of like in their 20s, I think.
I would prefer that. I just feel like minimum 18.
Absolutely not 18, I think.
Yeah. Younger than that, I feel like it would be weird vibes in the house. You would have people that are over a decade apart.
Ah, okay, yeah, that is
like that. That's cool. You'd have to be that targeted.
No, but for real, I don't know. Unless they're like insanely mature, it's just hard to manage. Mm-hmm. I mean, Michael even is really, really mature for his age.
Michael was super mature. When he told me he was 22.
Yeah.
23?
About to be 23 this year.
22.
Okay, yeah, 22.
Yeah.
I was really surprised because like with the glasses, it makes him look older.
Mm. Sometimes I wish Michael would just like be an annoying little shit, but like he's just not. Like he's just too mature.
I throw in the old, you know, poopy stinkies. Just
like, you do sometimes. What? Yeah. It's all just humor, you know. In all other aspects of who he is as a person, he's really mature. So, God bless.
He's been through a lot of shit. Like I know, like in his eye, when you look at them in the eyes, like what happened? To the
They're like, dead.
Fucking mind, you know.
Okay.
So you just find a 16-year-old like that.
Oh no.
The perfect OTV person so far is a female black YouTuber. Do we know any
female person of color
YouTuber
who maybe is involved in other platforms that we are
and is older than 20?
Yeah,
18 minimum.
18, but older than 18, preferably 20.
Very mature. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have?
They need to be mature. Sorry, what?
Do we want to add on any other stipulation before we post this flyer up on the internet?
Yeah, the Ravon posts the tweet on Twitter.
What?
What
kind of stuff?
Relationship status. Would you prefer them to be in a relationship or single?
I just want them to be a good time. Which sometimes means single. Like, some people don't know how to be in a relationship, but also, like, be a good friend.
Oh,
or, like, true. You know, want to hang or do stuff or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I think it depends on that. But also, for the shipping means,
the shipping content. Yeah. Ideally single.
Wow. Okay.
Anything else we're missing, guys?
Nope, we can put the flyer up now.
Yeah, put the flyer up. Did you know anyone
also,
like that?
You can't be an artist because we have Lily, so we just don't need to.
Yeah, no artist, no musician.
No scientist.
Sorry, we're filled.
And no robotics, you know. We got a couple things left.
Maybe there's like a makeup guru, like makeup vlogger. That
would be
those
weird.
That would be very different.
Kind of. Yeah, but I feel like it's almost too different. Like, it would be hard for us to relate to someone that has no interest in, like, gaming, anime, like, that sort of thing.
I think as long as, like, they're able to create content that's not just makeup, that's no problem, you know?
Actually,
I would actually think it'd be cool to live with someone like that, because they'd be like, I don't know, I think it'd be really interesting. It's like you're clashing with another culture, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, we got our person. So, if you don't fit that description, please stop DMing us. And when you do hit that description, you can hit us up.
Oh my God.
All right. Next topic. OTV has been through many arcs. What is your favorite arc? All right. What? Okay. There was like the dawn.
This one.
This one?
This one. This one.
I think Pokey likes this one, guys.
This one.
This one.
We've had some bad times.
I agree. I think I'm the most satisfied with offline TV right now.
Yeah.
Through all the difficult times I've been through and offline TV, I think now
is fine. I was going to say, Michael, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Fan, Michael, which one did you like? Because you didn't see like...
Fair.
Oh, yeah. There was the shipping era.
Were you watching even then?
Yeah, yeah. For like, I think since like the for a while, since like I made like the mini golf video, probably like a while ago.
Oh wow! With Mark, yeah.
Yes, that was a while ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many like because a lot of things happen behind the scenes for the arcs.
That's so, what I was gonna say. I feel like some arcs may like have looked nice,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Behind the scenes, I feel like this one is the most chill, yeah. Feels the best, yeah. While also being like we're putting out regular content, feels like our community's doing well, so it feels good on both ends, you know, yeah. Front facing and back. And
yeah,
I like this one.
Oh my
god. Yeah, this one's nice. Both because, you know, like Pokey said, publicly and privately. I think there was times where we felt pressure to do more and like felt pressure like when you be bigger, when you expand, when you acquire. And it's like kinda made people feel more disconnected from like what we were doing. Like, but looking back, it's like I feel like we had to try those things, right? It's like we had to know
when
like,
we tried like serialized content.
Yeah, yeah. I think we had all that stuff. Yeah, we had all the similar growing pains that a normal like startup would, plus extra because like we're in the public view, like we're creating content for people, and then it's tied to our like personal fucking brand. So yeah, we had behind the scenes we had a lot of growing pains through all the arcs. Like even if they're like good, we had tons of growing pains behind the scenes. So I think right now we're at the point where like there's like almost there's nothing, you know, behind no drama behind the scenes. We're just trying to slowly keep the wheels greased and running and trying to maybe pursue some certain things that we're not I think it's a good spot. I don't know what I just said right there, but I think we're in a good spot.
It was overall positive.
Yeah, I really like the current situation we're in, and I have a lot of hope for the future. Whereas I think talking to Lily about this, I think I was like, Offline TV is for sure gonna be dead this year. And then like after, I'm like, no, we're good.
I think we can say this now, and if not, we can cut it out. But like right before Michael joined, we were like more or less gonna pack it up and go home.
Yeah.
And then it went like full 180. It was amazing. Oh, that's why we like called Michael like a miracle. He was like a unicorn that came down and just kept us together. But now things are really good.
Like I started hanging out with you guys, and everything seemed fine. Like before I joined, everything
seemed
like fine.
I was like telling myself,
"It's fine, fire everywhere."
It seems good.
No, it actually like reminds me a lot about when Toast joined. Like because when you have a new person join, like there's obviously a honeymoon period, but they add a lot to like everything that you don't really tend to respect at the moment. Like I think Michael adds like a really nice like type of like layer to Offline TV. Same with Toast, you know. I remember when Toast joined and Lily was like, but like Lily, like I remember was like 2k streamer, and then Toast joined and fucking like Toast like kind of elevated a lot of us up, especially Lily, right? And then Michael joined, and then
all except one person.
Okay, I don't really want to talk about that.
If that you check the streamer charts for everyone in the Offline TV circle for like the month I joined, everyone went up by like I think 30% minimum
or more. Yeah,
or more. Like some was like at 80% increase. One person went slightly down, and it was Scar.
We talked about this. It's because at the time I was streaming like a ridiculous like 12 hours a day, and then like I like stopped. I should stream till midnight, and I was like, I can't fucking do this, right? If I want to try to live with people, I should try to spend more time with them. So I remember making a conscious decision. I cut the last 3 hours of my day out, like 9 to 12. I was like, fuck.
Instead of 12 hours, he streamed 9 every single day.
Break.
So like, I just like, I was like, hang out with people more, and like, it really like, I felt a lot better about it, and I felt like it mattered a lot. But like for my stream, like. It was kind of dire. I was like, what the fuck is going on? But I knew it was worth it. And it was worth it. For sure.
What's the next arc, do you guys think? Right now, we have kind of the Fed arc. You know, he's popping off on Just Chatting. Top Just Chatting streamer. Like, dominating the Twitch scene. But what comes after? Is it Michael, perhaps?
Yeah, Michael starts streaming.
Nah, it's the toast moves back into the house art.
And my that's such a good combo. I'm going to get to writing the script, guys. It should be ready in about 2 to 3 business days. So just keep your eyes peeled on the emails.
Make sure to add like at least 2 single girls in the arcs that we have like a conflict, you know, romantic conflict.
2 single girls, both for toast.
No. It's Skara's time. Look, I can't believe in, you know, the 4 years I've been here, Skara has not been in a relationship yet. It blows my mind. What are these ladies doing?
Dude, I'm telling you, Scar could be in a relationship and none of us know. Like, I get it, we live with him, but... And someday he'll show up and be like, well, like, with the ring? Yeah. I got married. He's like, I thought I told you guys at last week's meeting.
I've not been in a serious relationship in the 4 years. I will say that with full confidence. It's not like I haven't talked to people, but like when it gets to that final moment, no, I know why. I thought about it for the last couple of, I know why.
Mm-hmm. High standard.
TFT?
No, it's because
League of Legends.
For the perfect
Elder Scrolls.
What's wrong with you? Well, I look for the perfect girl, okay? I want the girl to have a lot of qualities that like I really like to see in people. And when I look at the people that I surround myself with, I'm like, I want them to have the best qualities or similar to like my friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I realized that's fucking impossible. You guys are suck. You're too good. So like I want this girl, it's actually terrible. It's like I want this girl to be like as smart as the people I live with, as funny, as ambitious, as fucking good looking. And I'm like, God damn, I'm never gonna find this person. I swear to God, it's the same problem I had. And I understand. Like I'm just like, it's doomed. It's fucked. It's completely fucked.
It's not doomed. I think it's just really hard in our industry. Especially because I feel like we don't really pardon?
Have you seen our friend group, Pokey? Everyone in our friend group is fucking gorgeous. And I'm just like, my standard
is
fucking shattered. Whenever I go out of LA or out of our friend group and stuff, I'm just like, oh.
Normal people?
Yeah, normal people are like I surround myself with Instagram as well as like our friend group. And they're like, everyone's fucking beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I go outside, it's like, oh, that's not normal. You know, my normal state is fucked. So it's all your fault. Everyone, all my friends, all you guys, just you're the problem. It's not me.
Guys, okay, let's just collectively be a little bit shittier so that Scar can get a girlfriend. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah. Scar, I hope, you know, to see you with somebody within the next.
Having a flower girl?
I'm pretty sure Lily would cry if she wasn't the flower girl.
We could both be the flower girl. No. Lily's going to play.
Yeah, she's a musician.
I'm flower girl.
Okay, yeah. Easy. But keep going.
Sorry, you were saying just?
2 years. 2 years. We need to find a girl by 2 years.
Sure.
Oh, that's no problem.
I could do it in 2 days if I really try.
Really? This, I mean, look, Scar and a girl would make an amazing plot line for offline TV.
For real.
For real. Because he's the only one who hasn't, like, really...
But Scar is the kind of guy who couldn't take a girl seriously if it was for a plot line. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Scar's perfect.
I can imagine him with, like, in a relationship with a girl that's really ambitious and works behind the scenes for an esports org. That sort of thing.
It seems really specific.
You do have someone in mind? It sounds like a person you're talking about, Pokey.
Anyways, what's the next topic? No, I'm kidding. I don't have someone specific in mind. I just know of a lot of girls like that. Oh. Even people like Hannah, my agent, or my manager, Kirsten, or like Julia, 100 Thieves. A lot of people that work behind the scenes that are really ambitious, understand the industry, but really cool, chill people that would get along with everyone in here. I don't know. Thoughts?
Yeah, my hopes up a little bit. I'm just like,
Keep my eyes peeled. I'll do extra networking just for you. No.
It's okay. So here's how it's going to work. Like, we're going to have Toast come back. Michael starts streaming. Toast, two new girls. But we're going to bring the two girls in, one for me and one for Toast. But they're actually both attracted to Toast. And so the script is gonna be like I'm getting cooked by toast, and that's gonna play out the rest of the year. That's it. We don't need. I got it. Like next.
We got the plot line.
Yeah.
We
okay. The cuck plot line. The cuck arc.
Yes.
The cuck arc.
Cuck arc. Cuck
arc. Yeah. All right.
Got it.
Next topic. Did your parents teach you about the birds and the bees?
No.
Not mine.
Scar? No.
But wow. I remember one Asian day being parents. In school, it was like second grade or something, and like people ran around, they were like, do you know what sex is? It's like, what? Yeah. My parents never had that
talk. Yeah, I learned about it through like little social whisperings of like the other kids in school.
Yeah,
I remember specifically in third grade, this kid was like, they said like, I heard the word condom, and I was like, dude, what the fuck is that? And he was like, dude, it's what you put on your dick when you have sex. And I was like, oh, what sex?
That's so cute.
Super. Yeah, my parents were very shy with me, so.
Same. Thinking back, like, how do you explain that? I don't know how I understood it in second, third, maybe even fourth grade. I don't know.
I think you just like build knowledge of it through like media.
The internet is how it happens.
I didn't know anything about it until the ninth grade. That was
anything?
Like nothing. Anything.
Anything.
Because I think here's the thing. I was in Asia for high school, and I think they teach you that stuff like in Asian 10th grade or something, but in like North American, they teach you that younger. So when I made the switch over,
I never
got the sex like talk at all.
Wow. Okay. That makes so much sense, actually.
So this might be TMI, but this is how I discovered masturbation.
Okay.
Like I didn't know what masturbation is, and I didn't know like stuff came up. I just remember it felt nice, like putting my hands near my ding dong, like over my pants. Like I didn't know like masturbate, like what masturbating is or how to masturbate, but like when my hand is on my, you know, down there, ding-dong? It feels ding dong. Yes. I remember watching Will and Grace, and you know my hand was just there, and then stuff.
Will and Grace.
That's old show. What the?
Oh, okay.
Fuck?
Like it wasn't really specific about the content. Like I was just watching the show for the show. You know, like my hand was there, and like stuff came out, and I was like really freaked out because I was lying on my back, and it was like all over my stomach and chest.
Oh my god, I can imagine being in that situation. Being like, do I need to go to a doctor or something?
Yeah, like it's not a pee. it's kind of sticky. I felt like I did something wrong. Like, oh no, I can't. Like this is shame. Like this is shame, right? A sin. And then like I kind of freaked myself out. I felt
sex is important.
Yeah. Like since then, like whenever like, you know, I felt the need to like touch myself right after, I feel with a lot of shame. I'm like, oh no, Toast, you did it again. This is wrong. And like I felt like I committed like a crime or anything. And I would
that's so common.
Stay away from it. But then the urge overtakes me again. And I would sin once more.
But then the urge overtakes me again.
I was a young boy. And then as time goes on, I like realized, oh, this is perfectly normal and no one should feel hormones. Bad about it or shame about
it's
it.
It's the hormones.
It's the hormones. So how'd you guys discover masturbation?
Take it away.
No. You know, we all discover it in our different and private ways. But the most important thing is just being educated on safe sex practices. Wrap it before you tap it.
And not needing to feel shame.
No shame.
Just education.
Thanks,
yeah. As long as you're not doing anything illegal and everyone is consenting, then, you know, have at it. Go nuts. Two people, three people, same gender, different gender, whatever you want.
Not even gendered.
Not even gendered.
Be an inanimate object.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as it's not illegal.
As long as it's not illegal. Is there anything you wish you learned earlier? I guess for me, it's like, I wish I knew that...
Stuff came out,
yeah. And that, you know, it was normal. Like, I shouldn't have felt so bad about doing it.
I remember when I learned guys don't have to wipe after peeing. And it felt like the largest injustice in the world. In the world, dude.
I mean, why do girls have to wipe? I don't, like...
Why wouldn't we? Because
it's not, like... What are your hands representing? Go in. I want to know.
It's like... it's like you're playing faster.
Like an eldritch horror.
I don't really.
It's kind of similar to asking, why wouldn't you wipe after pooing?
Shouldn't, yeah.
Really? But, yeah, like, it's very liquid, though, right? Poo is kind of like sticky.
Diarrhea.
I mean.
You still wipe after diarrhea, right?
Yeah, you still wipe after diarrhea.
True. But, like, when I have really liquid diarrhea and sometimes I go and wipe, there's actually very little stuff there because it just comes out. Like,
very fast.
Very fast.
Yeah, but nonetheless, like, you wipe anyways.
True.
Whether it went further or closer, like, you still wipe because you know it's not like a hole that is pointing outwards and then it goes. It's like a hole and it's surrounded by stuff.
Not this thing.
Yeah.
I'm in pain.
makes sense. As you guys know, I'm uncircumcised from our recent Jackbox game.
I forgot, but thanks for the reminder.
Didn't remember, but thanks.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because sometimes when I pee, you know, the extra skin flaps, they'll retain
some.
Does
it get stuck in there? Like, I guess it's kind of similar. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
I don't need that mental image in my head right now. I'm like looking at the food I'm about to eat.
And then you're thinking about Toast's uncircumcised ding dong.
Wait, are you guys circumcised?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, for me, it's like, I never realize that
there's a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference. And that the skin is supposed to be able to, like, be peeled, like, beneath the head.
What are you doing?
Like, this is the head, right? And you have your skin here. Like, I never realized the skin can be pulled back to reveal the head.
At what age did you find that out?
Like 19.
Were you, like, amazed?
Wow. I was,
that's
like...
unlucky.
It felt like I was mutilating my own body when I did it. Because it was significantly painful to, like, get it over my head. Because it's so big.
I mean, a little too much about you, Toast.
I feel like this is the story of why we need sex ed, for real. And like very early on.
There cannot be another Toast in the world. I agree.
I was very confused, man. They didn't teach me anything.
Oh, but you learned it yourself and you made it out okay.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, puberty stories are pretty funny. It's an interesting time to look back on.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever like lose a dramatic amount of weight over like one summer?
Nope.
Because I was like hella chubby in like the fourth grade, probably, to the point where I remember one guy in class one day called me fat and I cried. And then I guess he was like, I don't know, there was like a big fight going on and he like threw a chair. I don't remember anything aside from that. But I went to Morocco, and then in Morocco, like, you know, the whole summer it's like you're visiting family, you're having home cooked meals, you're going to the beach, you're doing all this stuff. I came back and I was like a different fucking person. That's puberty. And then I don't recall any other chubby phases.
No, mine was significantly less glamorous than the Morocco skinny phase. It was more getting weird pimples than have hair in my nose, so.
Yeah. Do you guys remember, like, starting to grow hair in your nose?
A little bit.
And not having it normal. Before?
I think, I don't remember when it changed. I remember having, like, acne, a lot of acne, you know?
Yeah. And
Not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember stealing Victoria's Secret magazines out of the mail, and I was too afraid to look at them in my house. So I live next to a cane field. So I like walked 30 minutes into the cane field and went into the bush. And like,
that's so funny.
Lingerie.
That's so funny.
And then I just fucking left them there. Dude, I didn't want any evidence.
I remember fucking downloading Playboy magazines or whatever, like LimeWire.
Oh, you're
LimeWire. Wow.
Like really far back then, right? And I got like viruses because I would just.
Oh yeah.
Of course, this is what it says.
You're downloading an image, but it's a .exe. Makes sense.
And I'd be like, "What is going on?" But like all this shit pops up. It's a fucking spy. So I went. Oh my god! What a disaster.
Dude, I think like my first like exposure to like sexual things was probably via MTV and their music videos.
Oh yeah.
And I remember because I love music and I would like watch these and it was like because it's so different, it interests you. And you're like, oh my god, people like being more naked and stuff. What is this? And I would like tilt the TV so my parents couldn't see what I'm seeing. And I would sit really close so I can close. I can click the off button whenever they come nearby.
Oh my
god,
that's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the scariest thing for me is like watching those stuff and like getting caught by your parents walking by. Yeah. I always have my like the L tab ready. Like L tab.
Oh yeah, you're on the L tab.
Yeah, on the L tab. Instantly, you hear any noise.
Actually, LimeWire reminds me of a funny story. You guys know Soulja Boy?
Yes.
Eh? Yeah. Did you guys know that back in the day when he wasn't famous yet, he was trying to advertise his music, specifically like Crank That Soulja Boy, I think. And so what he would do is he would upload his song under various titles on LimeWire. So he would literally write like Paris Hilton sex tape and it would just be his music.
Wait, that's genius.
The original clickbait.
Marketing, seriously.
Fuck.
Yeah, and then that song really popped off.
Yeah. Oh.
So smart.
That's good brain.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic is dreams. Like recurring dreams, worst nightmares, ever kill someone in a dream, and like feeling.
I don't think I ever killed someone in a dream, but I've been dreaming a lot recently of going back to school.
I think everyone like will dream about school.
You too, Scott?
At or some what? Every like couple months, I'll always have that stupid ass dream where like I'm like late to a class exam.
Yeah.
I
didn't
bring my Scantron or some shit. Something. And then like I'll wake up and I'll be like, I haven't been in school in 9 years. 10 years. Why am I worried about calculus or like something stupid like that? Physics. Oh,
I wonder if it's because like these anxieties are just so like deeply entrenched in our minds and bodies. For me, I think sometimes it's like a happy dream though. It's like, oh, I'm going back to take some classes, and like I'm streaming part time. And
that's
like trying
weird.
To figure out living on my own, just like random situations.
I remember when I first met you, you were just like, I just love learning. I love studying. I was like, what the
fuck? I know. I think I just really miss that feeling. And like, of course, like you're still accomplishing things in your adult life. But when you're not like actively learning or going to school, like, I guess I just miss that satisfaction.
That's why I respect Michael a lot. Because if he like wants to do something new, he's like, I'm going to learn how to do this. I'm like, damn, learning. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when he makes his videos, he's like typically learning something in order to produce that video.
Yeah, that's weird, because I fucking hated school. School environment did not work for me at all. It's better when I do it, like, on my own, but, like, in a class, very, very difficult for me. Failed a lot of them. That's weird. Insane.
Yeah, I would dream about, like, never, like, having not enough credits, and, like, being told, it's like, oh, you need to, like, take another year worth of school to make up the credits. And, like, in my dream, it's always, like, I'm freaking out, and then at the end of it, I will always remember, oh, wait, I'm a streamer. I'll just be a streamer and live off being a streamer because, you know, I can make money playing games. But
that's,
like,
so funny.
The initial stage is always like, fuck, I'm like 7 credits short. I failed this test. It's okay. I'm a streamer. You're going to be fine, Toast.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Worst nightmare you've ever had? Any time, like, a family member dies in my nightmare and, like, waking up is, like, the most relieving thing in the world. Is like, okay, thank God they're still alive. So, like, I hate nightmares where, like, someone dies. You guys have nightmares?
Do you guys ever have that feeling sometimes when something really bad happens in a dream and you're like, wake up, wake up, wake up, and then you wake up?
No, I never know it's a dream.
That happens to me a lot, oddly enough.
That's cool. You can realize that it's a dream.
Are you able to, like, wake up, or are you sometimes just trapped in there?
I've never been trapped, luckily. It's usually just like something like this. Like, I'll be in a really bad situation, and then I don't know, someone will try to, like, stab me or something, and I'll be like, this is a dream, and then I wake up from the dream.
Wow.
It's so hot. Or, like, if I mess something up and then I'm just like, it's a dream, wake up. I wake up. Fucking odd. I guess maybe my brain just registers, like, when it's such an obscene situation, and then it goes, oh, it's a dream, awakened.
Have you ever done that in real life or something bad happened? You were like, wake up, and it didn't work?
No, because nothing, like, super, like, nothing super out of the ordinary that's bad has happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no knife attacks recently.
Exactly. Thank God. You know, fingers crossed. Knock on wood. I have no wood nearby. But yeah. And I think also, like, anytime something bad happens romantically, like if you were to break up with someone and then you, like, dream of getting back together, those are the worst fucking dreams. Because then you wake up and you relive the breakup. Only me? Never mind. Really? That's never happened to you guys?
I was the one who broke up with them, and I get over stuff really easily. That's just how I am. So,
okay.
It's more like stressful situations in the relationship. It's usually not about, like, any breakup. It's about, like, during relationship stress. Have you guys ever had sleep paralysis?
No.
Sort of once, yeah.
How was it? Did you have, like, the hallucinations? Not great, yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but it was, if you guys remember when Janet had that cat that was sick. So Janet, like, 2 years back was getting a cat, and she was also leaving for vacation at the same time. So I had to watch the cat. Long story short, the cat ended up being very sick from the owner, and it had, like, a terminal illness. And this was the night before I decided to take it to the hospital. And I was so worried about the cat, like, making it through the night, that the whole night I would just, like, wake up, be unable to move, like, fall back asleep, be, like, looking for it, imagine that the cat is elsewhere, like, check. Like, the whole night was just, like, a mess. And I just couldn't tell what was real or not as a part of that night.
Crazy.
Yeah,
one of my biggest fears is killing someone else's pet. Like, killing my own pet,
dude.
Like, you feel obviously, like, super bad about it, but, like,
but at least it's, like,
your cat. Like, you're the guy who will be most affected. If it's someone else's
to deal with,
yeah. Every time I open the door, I close it immediately. I'm like, if Mimi gets out, fucking Twitch CIA is gonna come and kill me. I treat Temi like a real person because I know if Temi dies, Lily's probably fucking dead. We got it. Yeah. I gotta make sure. Yeah, I'm just, like, always very careful with Temi now.
That's really cute. Yeah.
Michael, do you have sleep paralysis?
I had it a lot when I was younger, like in high school. Really? I had it, like, every week or every 2 weeks.
What was it like?
it was very scary, like, the first few times. But then at some point, it got kind of cool because it was like, instantly I realized I'm in sleep paralysis. So it's like kind of like an out of body experience because I can't even move it. And I learned how to get out of it pretty easily. It's just like move one finger and you get control of the hand and then you get control of everything else.
Oh.
That's how I did it. Some people do the foot. But yeah, like, is it the point where I could like, I was like freaking out for a second and then you get to calm down and you're like, all right, I'm in sleep paralysis, whatever. Sometimes I could just like fall back asleep and didn't even come out of it. I had it for a while for some reason. Then it just stopped happening.
Do you hallucinate like Slenderman or like a creepy figure?
I only got like auditory hallucinations a couple of times. And they weren't like super scary. They were like, the one I really remember was like laughing and girls laughing and like talking. And I just thought it was like my sister in the other room. But then I like woke up, realized it was like 4 a.m. No one's awake. And I imagined it. I was like, fuck that. And went back to sleep.
That's insane.
Have you guys gotten more dreams or less dreams as you guys have gotten older? Like for me, like I don't remember many dreams anymore. I feel like it's a lot less for me. Like I can remember two or three. That's it.
I'm same amount. I dream all the time. Oh my God. I don't think I ever told Michael or Lily this, but before you guys like came out that you were dating, even to us, I had a dream that you guys showed up one day. And this is when, you know, everybody were just roommates. I had a dream that you guys showed up and you were just holding hands and you're just like, yep. So like I dreamt that you guys started dating and then you actually started dating. So yeah, I'm fucking dreaming all the time. Like if you say something mean to me, I'm gonna dream something bad about you. I just work that way.
Really?
Yeah.
So yeah. I saw the strong future.
Yeah, like the
that's
oracle.
Crazy. Yeah, what the?
Although the signs were there, let's be honest.
Yeah, I think that's why I dreamt it, because of the signs. You know what I mean?
The signs.
For me, like I'm very dense. Like the signs weren't completely there. Like this is gonna be an origin story. The signs for me, I was like, oh, you know, are they? No, she's like that with every guy. Okay, well, like maybe like she's like that with like every close guy. And finally they start holding hands and they start looking each other in the eyes for extended periods. I'm just like,
maybe they're just really
good. I was like, okay, no, maybe this was a little too much. Like the other situations, I'm like, nah, she'll do that for anyone. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe not that. And then I was like, okay, that they're dating.
Okay.
When was the first clue for you, Pokey? The first inkling.
The thing is, like, they had gotten closer over a long period of time. So, like, I had initially noticed them getting closer when I would see stories of, like, them together, but Fed not there. And mainly because, like, even though I live in the house, Scar lives in the house, Yvonne lives in the house, Fed is, like, an insanely social person. And if, like, something's going on, like, he's usually there. So when I started noticing stuff of, like, just them two and no Fed, I was like, oh, they're so cool. And I feel like it wasn't, like, romantic at that point. So I can't say that that was the sign. So it's hard to remember, like, exactly, like, where the romance started, because I also don't know. Mm-hmm. They had just been close for a long time.
As soon as they locked eyes.
What about you guys?
Oh, you know, remember that time we played Super Bunny Man?
Oh, I will never forget that, yeah.
Yeah, that was good times. And then, you know, Lily was like, yeah, I want to play with Michael. No, that wasn't how it went down. But, like, I remember bowing out like a gentleman. Saying, you know what, let's give Lily and Michael their, you know, duo time. I remember watching that stream.
That reminded me of the first sign, which was I think it was me, Arya, Michael, and Lily were like playing something on the Switch. And then Lily wanted to swap games. And she looked at Michael. She was like, can you do it? And he did it. And I was like, ah, some shit's going on here.
Oh my God.
I don't remember if this was like before or after I knew.
That's the thing. Like, there isn't even like a line problem. Those are the best kinds of relationships, in my opinion, where like it's like friends and then it's slowly developed.
From the very beginning, right?
Shut up. Yeah. Not where it develops over time.
I remember our plan was to be as like obvious as possible. I hold hands a lot. Just like be very obvious about it. So
you guys
like,
did that for one day.
Yeah. But then like, and then Scar's like, I'm not totally sure. I don't know if anyone knows. It's like, oh shit. All right. Well, better just fucking tell them.
Oh, no, I remember I found out like a couple days before, like one day or like a couple days. And I was just like, I must be one dense motherfucker. Like, cause I just don't want to jump to conclusions, right? It's really weird for me to jump to conclusions. And I'm just like, okay, you know, like, they're just really good friends who like spending every night together. Like, that's fine. It's not a big deal. Like, it's not, it's cool.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
When the sleepover started.
Yeah, I was like, that's no problem. Of course they stay together. That's not a big deal. Everyone does it. I do that with Ben, too. But you know what's up?
Oh, I guess. What's up?
Hey.
I'm back.
What do you think she's talking about?
Oh, you know what she's talking about. She's signing that
the Uber Eats driver
to be on the Super Bowl next year.
Can you just leave it on the front door? No. Just the code is 3369. Yeah, 3369. You got it.
Super Bowl.
Just leave it there.
I was explaining the gate, and then I said, "Yeah, just leave it at the door." As you said, leave it at the door. I was like, "Yeah."
I mean, who else, you know, uses an actual phone call these days?
True.
I only call my parents, and it's not even through the phone. It's like through an application on the phone.
Yeah, only my mom and my brother use the phone. That's it. No one else. Yeah. That and Uber and like Postmates.
Like when I get a phone call, I get anxiety now. It's like, it's probably the government or the IRS.
Yeah.
For me, I just never want to pick up because my number was like heavily used by someone else prior to me having it. So I get all of her government calls, debt, dental, insurance, everything. And a lot of text messages about CBD.
Cannabis something.
Oh.
Like CBD oil and CBD products.
Oh, yeah,
and like, Tanisha, check out this CBD product here. That's her name, yeah.
Yeah, all right. We're about to hit the 1 hour mark here. You know, I won't drag this on too much longer. But once again, thank Postmates for sponsoring this podcast. We are on a 3-week sponsor streak.
Feels good, man.
Our goal is to be sponsored for every podcast forever so we have as much money as we can. Thank you again, Postmates. Any shout outs or, you know, things you guys are looking forward to? Words of wisdom you want to impart to our viewers?
I would like to say, bless you, Michael.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Pokey's big on that. I remember like we were in a car and Pokey sneezed and no one said, bless you. And she tweeted about it. She subtweeted right in the car.
Lily immediately was like, bless you, my queen.
It was really funny. I think it's just because like my chat got me really used to it. Like when you have like thousands of people watching you and you sneeze, there's people that bless you. No questions asked. You're never going to sneeze and there won't be at least one bless you. So now it's like, I must bless all the sneezes I hear. It's a rule of life. And on that note, I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves so y'all are not sneezing. And, you know, sleep a lot, eat good, take care of your immune system, stay at home if you can. And yeah.
Yeah, I think hopefully by next week we'll be doing the podcast back in our old setup as I finish moving in.
Yay!
So, yay! Look forward to that. Thank you all for watching. Stay healthy and see you guys next week.
Bye.